This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. California continues to push back on Trump administration actions and policies, the latest being a decision not to buy certain state vehicles from certain companies because of clean car rules. CalMatters environment reporter Rachel Becker has been writing about this move and the battle over emissions controls. And this is becoming more and more a state versus federal level fight. Rachel's in the studio with me. Hi, glad to have you here.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
I think we need some context. So let's set the scene here, and then we can get to the decision that just happened. Where has California been in the emissions curve, and where's the status of the fight?
So California has this long history of policing tailpipe emissions because of its battle since the 1940s against smog. And so when the Federal Clean Air Act standardized rules across the country for tailpipe pollution, California got this special exemption. So if California's rules are just as tough or tougher than the federal ones, it can apply to the Environmental Protection Agency for a waiver to enforce its own rules. And that's a bigger deal than just California, because other states have the option of following federal rules or California's rules. And in the early 2000s, California became the first state in the country to start setting limits on greenhouse gases and tailpipe pollution. So that kind of sets the stage for where this fight over California's power to police tailpipe pollution comes in.
So this has involved lawsuits filed by the state of California, and now this latest volley by the governor and other state officials. I do want to get to a little more background, but let's get to the specifics of which cars, which companies, and why is the buying of cars now part of the fight?
So even before President Trump took office, automakers were petitioning his administration to take a look at the national level Obama era standards that reduced greenhouse gases and increased fuel economy through model year 2025. The Trump administration has been saying it's going to roll back these standards. And in the meantime, it's yanked California's power to set its own rules for tailpipe pollution, specifically for greenhouse gases and tailpipe pollution. California sued the Trump administration, and it's cut its own deal with several automakers, Ford, BMW, Honda, and Volkswagen, to follow California's rules. In the meantime, several other automakers have sided with the Trump administration in this battle. We're talking about GM, Toyota, Fiat Chrysler, and a trade association representing many other automakers.
And that's where the state of California comes in, correct?
Exactly. So that's where this new news comes in. So California has said that starting immediately, it's going to stop buying gas-powered sedans for government vehicles, with some public safety vehicle exceptions. And starting in January, it's going to stop buying vehicles from the automakers that have not agreed to follow its clean car rules.
I'm looking at your story about this, which reads, "The policy will hit General Motors particularly hard. California spent more than $27 million on passenger vehicles from GM-owned Chevrolet in 2018. So this is millions of dollars of business across a number of companies. And Gavin Newsom continues to lead the charge on moves like this.
Mm-hmm. And it's millions of dollars, which is a small fraction of GM's overall revenue in 2018, which was something along the lines of $147 billion. But it's shifting the tide of public opinion. And so, you know, I've been seeing on social media and responses to the story, people saying that they're reconsidering buying Chevrolet or Toyota electric vehicles and hybrids in response to the decision of these automakers to side with the Trump administration.
We're going to link to our website, Rachel, a lengthier article that you wrote titled California's Fight Over Tailpipe Emissions Explained. And I want to go back to the topic of what you said, this entire issue of waiver wars, and that the rollbacks that were imposed by the Trump administration were in some cases different from what the auto industry anticipated, even though they knew there would be something coming from the Trump decision makers.
Exactly. Yeah, the automakers seem to have gotten more than what they bargained for when they began asking the Trump administration to revisit those Obama-era standards. In response, the Trump administration announced that it would be freezing fuel economy standards at around 37 miles per gallon through model year 2025. Since then, there's been We still haven't seen those rollbacks. Those have not been finalized yet. And since then, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler has said that the final rollbacks might look a little different. And those rollbacks are separate from what the Trump administration has done revoking California's waiver and authority to police greenhouse gas emissions and tailpipe pollution on its own terms.
I'm going to go to that same article, the headline here being 13 other states adopt the California way. What is the reaction from those states?
Many states have, even more than 13 states, have signed on with California in its lawsuits against the Trump administration's revocation of California's authority to make its own tailpipe pollution rules. I believe it's 22 other states plus some cities and the District of Columbia have also signed on to those lawsuits. So the reaction across the country is pretty significant.
And not only that piece of it, but a number of states are also following California's rules requiring car makers to sell their vehicles, such as electric cars, in their states, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Zero Emission Vehicles Program. Multiple states, I believe it's 10, follow California's Zero Emission Vehicles Program, which requires that automakers, in order to have access to the market in that state, sell a certain percentage of zero emission clean vehicles.
From that same article, one more heading says, but wait, can't California just make its own rules? Answer that question.
Yeah, so that's the waiver we're talking about. So California's had this longstanding authority to make its own rules. That authority has really been challenged very few times, one of which was during the Bush administration when California applied for that waiver to set limits on greenhouse gases and tailpipe pollution for the first time. The Bush administration denied that waiver. The Obama administration then overturned that decision when President Barack Obama was elected. And so now it's that waiver that the Trump administration has decided to revoke, and that takes effect on November 26th.
I'm talking with CalMatters environment reporter Rachel Becker. We are discussing a couple of articles she's written, but mainly this debate over clean cars, emission rules, the battle that's happening between the Trump administration and the leadership of the state of California. Emissions from transportation are actually rising, though, in California. For all the forward movement and restrictive policy the state has put in place, at least in that regard, it's not going in the right direction.
No, yeah, California is certainly driving in the wrong direction with regards to transportation emissions, which have been climbing in recent years since a dip in 2013. And at the same time, new vehicle registrations for big polluters like light-duty pickup trucks, SUVs, vans, crossover vehicles, those are also climbing, reaching more than half of new vehicle registrations in 2018. So emissions are certainly going the wrong direction right now with regards to transportation emissions, especially if California wants to reach its goals of cleaning up warming gases. And California's goal is to cut those by 40% by 2030. And with transportation being the biggest sector, with emissions from transportation rising, with more big polluting cars on the road, it's going to be really tough to rein those in.
So does the Trump administration have more moves that it can make at this point? Policies are on hold. The state of California has filed lawsuits. Where does the battle go?
So the battle's been taking a couple different directions. When California cut its deal with the car makers, the Trump administration told California that the move was unlawful. And at the same time, the Department of Justice filed an antitrust investigation against these four automakers, Ford, BMW, Honda, and Volkswagen, that signed on with California's new car rules, looking into whether they violated fair competition rules. So that's kind of been part of the battle. In the meantime, the White House reportedly has been pressuring automakers to spurn California's car deal. And now, kind of the next step, as the Trump administration's decision to revoke California's authority plays out in court, it still has to roll back the fuel economy and greenhouse gas emission standards that it's been threatening to roll back since early days of Trump's presidency. So we still really have yet to see what those rollbacks will actually look like and how that fight will play out in court.
What happens to the many sedans that the state already owns?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think that we're talking specifically about new vehicles here. We're talking about purchases. So it will, it, as far as I know, it shouldn't affect those, but I don't know for certain.
Okay. What more are you intrigued by? You've been writing on this topic for a while, so I assume it's become somewhat of a beat now. Mm-hmm. Where do you go next in the assignments?
I'm really curious about what happens next. So California, the waiver revocation kicks in on November 26th. So what happens next? What does that mean for California's transportation planning as it tries to ensure that its transportation projects fit with the clean air standards, and yet it loses this major tool to keep California's air clear? So I'm curious about how that tension plays out going forward. I'm also curious to see what will happen with its deal it made with the four automakers.
It made the deal with Ford, Honda, BMW, and Volkswagen.
Yes. Yeah. I'm curious to see if anybody else signs on to that, what that will look like when it's finalized and signed by all the automakers. So I think there are a lot of really open questions still. How the fight's going to play out in court, that'll be an interesting battle to watch, especially considering that there have been similar court battles before. And so how's this one going to play out?
The other major automakers on the other side of, I guess, the wedge, you would call it, would be GM, Fiat, Chrysler, and Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The story goes on. Thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you.
We'll post a link to the articles that Rachel Becker has written for CalMatters. You can find those at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. During the public impeachment hearings, you can find new episodes of Insight online by podcast, or you can listen to us at 7 p.m. during our usual rebroadcast time slot. Insight is produced by Helen Barrington, Kate Gonzalez, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer is Antonio Munez. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. Cap Radio's chief content officer is Joe Barr. Thanks for finding us, and thanks for listening.